Alright, what's going on, everybody? Once again, this is AWOL Beats from Define Studios Podcast. I'm here with two of my favorite rappers in the game right now, from one of the best labels in the game right now. I'm here with Weezy, and I'm here with Mac Ben With It from Don't Fold Entertainment. How y'all guys been doing, man?
We good, bro.
Really good?
Yeah, we can't complain.
I see the smiles on y'all face, man. What's been going on? How y'all been?
Shit. Everything been alright, I guess. You know what I'm saying? It's looking good.
It's looking good. What you mean by that? How's it, like, what is it? The music looking good or just the overall?
The music always
looking good. The music always. No bullshit.
That's when we ready to do it. It's, the music is just... Whenever we got the time to do it, and right now we're finding all the time to do it.
No bullshit.
Yeah. Same like we creating space for everybody else to have time to do this.
Balls.
Shit.
Balls, I heard you. I heard you. Yeah, nah, talk your shit. Before we even get into all that, let's backtrack. I'm gonna start with you. What got you into music?
Man, I've been into music, man. Like, shit, I've been doing that shit for a minute for real, but I just ain't never take it serious for real. And I had niggas telling me forever I need to pursue this shit, take it more serious.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Got niggas that be in the booth all day, then you got niggas that be in the streets majority of their time.
Which one? I ain't gonna clock your shit, but which one are you then, bro?
Man, shit, I always been the one in the streets most of the time. But now I'm still trying to balance that.
Balance it up. Is it hard?
You can't be 1 foot in and 1 foot out. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We rolling on the legit side.
I feel you. That's a smart play. What about you, man? How you get into music, Mac?
For real?
Yeah.
I was like 6, bro. I was young as a bitch. My brother and I had a studio. It was a Flatfooter, the Richmond Flatfooters and shit.
Bro, I know the Richmond. My mother rock a Flatfooter shirt, bro. I know all them niggas, bro. I was from Afton.
Yeah, my brother
started. They ran through that bitch. Who?
My brother started that shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, shout out to the Flatfooters, bro. They made a way for a lot of niggas, and people don't give them the respect they did, though.
Yeah.
Because they ran the bottom, bro.
Yeah, it was a lot of them niggas. That's how I started rapping, though.
For real.
No bullshit. Yeah, just like that.
They had, I'm gonna take it back since you throw up, because that's crazy. Did you know that you ever heard of a nigga named Lil Day Day?
What Lil Day Day?
That died when he was like 13. Nah, not Day Jose. No. It was another Lil Day Day before him.
No.
He Taquan's little cousin. He was one of the little boys. He was probably about 13 and Flatfooters was behind him. He was hard. He died the same year though, no bullshit.
Damn.
Right in front of Afton, right at the goddamn trucks. I mean the bus station jump, bro. I'll never forget that jump. Yeah, but that's crazy though, man. Small world.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But after six, then what happened? Like,
shit. I just always liked doing it. I just used to do it for fun, and then I went to the studio and it was a rap after that.
It was a rap.
Yeah.
And he crazy too.
Oh yeah, already. Yeah, we got. Hey, look. Look, I know y'all already know. I know how crazy y'all get, man. I watch y'all just like I talked to another couple of the labor mates, and I watch y'all come in here and lock in for a couple of months to put on like a great compliment. You know what I'm saying? It was late nights in here, and I remember all y'all coming in this zone just.
And everybody got some
crazy. Every last one of y'all. That's what make y'all to me one of the best labels I've ever seen, because y'all all.
And we all different.
Every last
that
one of y'all.
That shit crazy. Like, this joint, it's like a super team or something on the low. Like, no bullshit, because everybody, like.
Then we make it better, like. We really stand by the shit that we talking about. Yeah. We living that shit out for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially when it come to principles and shit like that.
Facts.
You got the whole city that can vouch on. We take care of each other. You know what I'm saying?
One and the community
bigger than the other, or none of that shit.
Yeah. No bullshit.
We don't even care like that. On no types of terms. Like everywhere we go, man, they know how we coming, man. And that's how it go. You want him? You want me? Vice versa, man.
Yeah. Either respect it or check it, right?
For years. Since we was teenagers and shit like that. This shit ain't just some, bro, this a rap group, y'all, right, we gonna get together thing. Hell no, it's like...
It's deeper than that, right?
D50 criteria, man. I remember when we was back then, when you see this shit, man, this Don't Fold Entertainment shit, man, understand that. Like, all us come from them back alleys, them back streets, them doing that front street action, man. Frontlining, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Teenagers, mothers living in hotel rooms and shit like that.
Them JD Nights, baby.
JD Nights, you know what I'm saying? 20 of us on the motherfucking block. One of us get towed off last night.
Yeah.
19 somebody of us trying to go up on the bond. Yeah. Like, that's what this shit really started from. It's deeper than shit music. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, one person go tell another nigga like, hey man, I love how y'all niggas move, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No bullshit, though.
Cause I like for a person, like I said, I grew up around y'all. I'm from the Blade, you know what I'm saying? La Haven all day. But watching the way y'all move, like, cause I was bottom. We was down the yellow apartments. So we was the young niggas. And we had to look up that street, how y'all were moving. Y'all were different. But y'all moved like a mob. It was y'all weren't dumb. Like we were dumb. We were out there asking for prison. Like, hey, throwing rocks at jail.
Yeah, that's how we you know, everybody played that role.
Yeah, but to me, I think y'all caught on to the bigger picture quicker than most motherfuckers in the streets. If you get what I'm saying. Like,
nah, we just had enough people around us to take sacrifices and learn from them as they go.
Do you think enough people do that, though? As far as learn from the sacrifices of the others that's around in the group?
They should.
In our group, we gonna make sure the next one learn from the sacrifice.
Facts.
No bullshit.
That the next man may took or the fall he took or learned off it. Like, you know what I'm saying? We grew up bumping that lock shit too, learning off experience, man. We on that.
Uh-huh. Nah, I feel that. What do y'all, when y'all look at the music landscape in Richmond right now, how do y'all see it? As far as in the next 6 months to a year, do y'all feel like y'all gonna be the only ones at the top? Or are y'all looking at it like y'all not even paying attention to it right now?
I ain't paying attention to it, but we definitely ain't gonna be the only ones at the top. Like, this jump's sweet. Like, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. The city getting crazy right now.
I see it.
There's a lot of niggas doing good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And a lot of niggas that's coming together.
Yeah,
that you wouldn't even think.
Like that. No. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, this shit is gonna be crazy in like a year. Yeah. A lot of people is gonna be in a lot of good ass positions.
And I wanna
for the
say
most
that.
Part, though, I could say, we about to do this shit like ain't nobody else done it.
And that's what I was about to say. I said, like, on top of that.
That ain't even goals. That's what the fuck we know we about to do.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you guys are setting the bar. You guys are helping set a platform, giving other people. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said, speaking to y'all now, we know where y'all at right now. We seen what y'all just pulled off in Atlanta for the city. Like, we were up here cheering for y'all niggas. Like, we were cheerleaders, you know what I'm saying? Because we see, like, damn, if they can get their foot in the doors like that, then I know this ain't a group that's going to leave their people behind. We seen those guys, and they came and went.
No
y'all doing shit for the community. Y'all doing it for yourselves. And it's more of a family. So how do you, like, balancing that with knowing how dirty the music industry, do y'all feel like it's going to ever be able to fuck with y'all, or it's going to make y'all fold? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nigga, too real. For real, I'm going to keep it like that. Like, bro, I only been knowing niggas for like a year and a half, bro, at the most, probably, bro. Like, this shit, like, they niggas like my family, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's because they really move like my family. Same way my family is, that's how they is. Niggas on principles and morals, like, ain't nothing else, you feel me? Like, so I already know, like, it ain't going to be at no point. Like, a lot of niggas be like, bro, why you going to be on the label? Da-da-da. Like, cause I know who I'm dealing with, you know what I'm saying? Like, I already know what time it, bro, I was just locked up. Niggas was sending me money and all this shit, telling me on the phone, like, bro, when you come home, we gonna have the label, da-da-da. Ain't one thing a nigga said that they ain't did.
They did.
And I've been home for 4 months, bro. Like, everything a nigga said they was gonna do is getting done right now. You know
so,
what I'm saying?
So
like,
so when people say, man, it's stupid to sign to a label, what you say to that?
Shit, they stupid. It just depends on, you gotta be the dummy to sign to a bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Speaking. Like, bro, we street niggas, bro. You got common sense. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. One thing about it, bro. You know when a nigga trying to get you. You know what I'm saying?
On top of that, we make a lot of moves, that business moves that consist of everybody being on deck with. It ain't no information that you gonna obtain that I ain't gonna know about.
Exactly, bro. And that's
like,
the best shit.
Like, we're really not to keep shit like that. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, once again, it ain't about who getting the most, who getting the least.
Yeah. Because
at the end of the day, man, you know what I'm saying? We come from nothing anyway, so we ain't content with it, but we ain't got no problem with goddamn.
We struggling, like,
you know what I'm saying?
Getting that shit off the mud.
It's a plus however it go for us, because we
no bullshit.
Rather it win or you can look at it like we try, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, whatever fuck it. I look at it like as a like I said, as a fan and as to me, feeling like as a family, to me, y'all already won. It's what y'all gonna do with the win after this. Cause y'all already showed us like what's coming. If you get what I'm saying. Like, and y'all already have already did enough to solidify yourself as local GOATs already. Now it's time to take it to the main stage. And I think you guys, as far as what I see, the way you guys gel together, the way y'all look at it as a business and a family also, I think it ain't no way but up from y'all.
Now what's coming is that motherfucking Mac Ben with it.
Yeah. Speak on it. Speak on it.
Yes.
Speak on it.
Man, that big dog that jump dropping. The big song dropping. Yeah. The video drop on the 3rd, though.
On the 3rd of what?
Yeah, November? November 3rd.
3rd of November, you know big dog.
No, but there it is, man. I know y'all listen to a lot of shit, man. Rather it's this rap, that rap, that rap. Make sure this go for the females too, man. Make sure you log on to that big dog.
Yeah, that jank. Nah, it's like that.
Yeah,
though.
Like whether like you in the car, up. In the shower, about to get dressed, yeah. However type mode you in,
play
make
that
sure
shit.
You play that.
You know
shit.
What I'm saying?
Especially when shit. you deserve to be on your shit and you got them pissed off.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And that's what I'm saying. That's my go to right now when I wake up in the morning. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I gotta hear that. That's my motivation.
That's what it is.
That joint. No matter what you do in life, that joint will give you that hustler's mentality. That's why I fuck with the song. Like
damn,
everybody that been at the like the word, the lyrics that you were breaking down in there is like every bar, motherfuckers is back there feeling it. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? You got to. Yeah. You a sucker if you don't. To be honest.
You just ain't on your grind.
Yeah, exactly.
No bullshit. Yeah. You gotta know to know. Like you know,
you
what
just
saying?
Ain't on your grind.
I mean, Weez, don't act like we can sleep on thugging and balling though.
No bullshit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of motherfuckers ain't heard. I heard thugging and balling.
No,
like that motherfucker solidified. To me, it solidified. I was like, all right, Weezy Cole, he always could just freestyle at any time for however long. Nigga sleep and you still going. But when you did that shit that day, I was like, oh, all right, yeah. He cold.
Yeah, I actually recorded thugging and balling up in hell, man.
Yeah. In the Wraith, too. Walked in that bitch, seen them stars, bro. You went the fuck off.
Yeah.
That's on hard.
That's
crazy.
But I gotta admit though, man, y'all gotta be up on this for my niggas, joint, man.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, oh, oh my
that
god.
Crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Now that shit.
But that right there to me, man.
Crazy, bro.
When you shoot the video for that, you gotta call the nigga for that one.
Right I got now, to be we in got that. Got a lot of that in the process right now. All that in the working.
Is
man.
It a work?
Oh, yeah. that's at bottom like Pacino.
Y'all already know B-O-T-T-O-M-L-I-F-E
Pacino, man. You know what I'm saying? We getting things done around here right now at the moment, so don't expect to see a page full of music and stuff like that. Because this ain't no more Freestyle Friday. Like, shit getting... It's for sale right now.
It's for sale right now.
You know what I'm saying? Just like you had to wait on.
No bullshit.
You're going to have to wait on a few things, man. That's how it's going, though. But no, not to be cocky or nothing like that. It's just how the business
get
going.
Get your shit on. Yeah. That's fact,
you definitely
bro.
About to hear this, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff going on for real, man. Big.
Oh, yeah, we dropping the tape, the label tape. That's
I know, the confirmation job, man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I got it. You already know. I was in the hosting the event, John. I heard it.
Yeah.
You know, I heard it when y'all were picking the Johnson. I was still just like, man, they got so many records. They can do two of these joints for real.
Yeah.
So how's that been coming? How was the process of doing this? Because I know it was a tape that the people behind y'all did without y'all even knowing it was really coming. Y'all was just fucking making music like artists, right? So how did it feel when y'all heard it all together as like a compilation? Like that's a different fit. The grind, the overnight, the time of y'all being in the studio, like, and then you hear it, boom. How did it feel?
Oh, that shit hard. What are you saying? Like, what you mean?
I feel like it's, well, what he's saying is, after these songs be getting made for real, I probably don't even be in the studio when Matt recording and lay some shit. So by the time I come to the studio, I'm going to hear the song and it be like, oh yeah, I know that's making this, that joint crazy right there. No, I don't know if that's going on here or that's going on there, but wherever it go to.
You just knew it was going to go.
That's how it be,
All that shit be hard, man.
For real, you only hearing a percentage of it, for real. When you really get the log in, by the time we be able to give it to you, Man, like imagine Big Dog coming at you 100 different times and different.
So many different ways too. Like, yeah. Yeah. That's what I said. Y'all got a wild collective. I like it though. Yeah. Like everybody can do multiple different ways of telling their stories. Like, and the way y'all put that together as a group and stick to that, that shit is lit.
Everybody got a different story.
Facts. Exactly. So that helps, but that helps build that one audience that comes straight to the label because they want to hear some that Weezy kick and they can go straight to Weezy. They want to hear some Mac, they can go to Mac. They want to hear John Doe, they want to hear Easy. They got all the ways to hear whatever music that's out there. Yeah. Y'all motherfuckers throwing out variety packs. That's what y'all got. Like.
Yeah.
Man, niggas definitely got everything you looking for, you know what I'm saying?
What do y'all see the label or just y'all individually in the next 6 months?
6 months.
Yeah.
Bigger than what we is.
Yeah, man. 6 months gonna be like the beginning of shit. Yeah. Like that's when shit gonna really get crazy. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 6 months, what month this is? This October. Yeah, but we gonna count this as November.
Yeah, that's
November, December.
Every day gonna be a grind though.
Is that every day gonna be a grind?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
growing up from the bottom,
summer.
Every day been a grind forever. So that's what, to me, that's what's gonna make it easy for y'all. Y'all, a group that already come from the bottom and know how to grind. So once you get up out in any situation, y'all gonna make the best of it and win.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, man.
Yeah, man, but you know we coming, man.
Oh, you know you coming.
We know how this jump. We know there's a lot of bullets out there too in this rap game.
Yeah,
man.
that's what I said.
You know what I'm saying?
The industry. That industry.
In this industry.
Yeah.
So at the same time, man, we gotta let them know. You know what I'm saying? This ain't just no.
This ain't that.
Oh, we done got our bus ticket. We on the bus.
Yeah.
Tell us what to do type shit. Yeah, no, we. Yeah. That's
y'all
why we came in the way we exactly.
Own bosses.
Came in our own bosses.
Yeah, they can't trick us no more with the like label deals. Song. We just be like, oh, y'all don't want us in? We'll build our own shit. And then we'll force the door open. Like, that's what I see y'all doing.
That's all it is.
We just on the come up, man.
Yeah.
Come from nothing.
Went down there. I seen y'all down in Atlanta for like a promo, like a tour. Y'all was down there for a minute, showing off, like I said. Y'all was doing, but at the same time, y'all were getting a lot of business done. How was that? Because that was like, to me, like watching it, it looked like y'all were on a promo run. Just like they see in the industry when they go into all these different locations in New York. Y'all went to Atlanta. Y'all were in so many different spots doing so many different things that the city, we saw it, regardless if we wanted to see it or not. So how was that transition? Because that's like an open door, like open eyes to the industry.
I don't even think we knew we was doing it.
Yeah. For real. That's the, hey, look, that's organic, though.
Like, it's just, niggas was just doing it. We was there. You
know
what I mean?
Was handling business.
Yeah.
And having some motherfucking fun. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to see the fun part of it.
Yeah. Y'all kept the business on wraps, huh?
But the business was like, let's just get it out the way.
Exactly. Yeah. And that shit fun sometimes because you learn some new shit. So exactly. Like, that should be fun.
And then when you move the way we moving, you gonna have fun because
you ain't got no talk.
It's like, oh yeah, we going out there just for the duet, sign some papers or do whatever, brother. It's just something simple like that. We just gonna go out here sign these papers, bro.
Yeah.
And then you got all the rest of free
the
time.
Papers, it's like, all right, shit, we can do this too now. Don't they got this drink all here, the Four Seasons there?
That's
dope though, man.
That shit be crazy.
Dope. What else? Like, you got any singles out right now on iTunes? I know you do, but like, tell the people what singles you got on iTunes right now or Spotify, anything.
I got this joint. It's called "It Is What It Is."
That's my shit.
That song.
No bullshit.
Apple Music, all platforms for real. There's another one, First Day Out.
Yeah, that's a banger too.
And More Money.
More Money.
That's all on all. They all on all platforms under Mac Ben with it. M A C K B E N W I D D I T. And you can follow me at Mac Ben with it. M A C K B E E N W I D D I T. Yeah.
What about you, Weezy? You got anything up?
Not at the moment, but it's definitely on the way right now. It's going through this little process. But be on the lookout for this for my nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Bet the Bank.
Oh, yeah.
And alongside of A lot more, man. Y'all gonna be on that by then, man. We're gonna keep y'all updated on all pages, on all cylinders, everything we got going. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Don't forget, the label got his own Instagram too, right? You can follow the label on Instagram.
Exactly. Oh, all us following each other.
And my nigga on the land of the beach, John. The beat Glizzy made.
Welcome to the land of the beast. That might be your first plaque, no bullshit. That motherfucker's a
land of the beast.
Radio retired.
Yeah, that's on crazy. Yeah.
No, that shit gonna be crazy.
Pressure again.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Are you gonna drop that as a single or are you dropping that? Is that coming with the compilation album?
I don't even know.
Damn.
I don't think that joint on there.
It ain't on the.
That joint probably be on like my joint.
Your solo gun?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna keep a lookout for both of those, man. But man, I wanna thank y'all for both being here. Like I said, just like family. Like I watched this process for the last 6 months. And seeing where y'all were and where y'all at right now, it's just sky's the limits for the next like 6 months to forever, man.
Yeah,
man,
we appreciate that.
I just wanna thank
too,
y'all, especially for putting it on for my side, South Side. For real.
Yeah.
Like y'all stepping on niggas' necks right now, and I like that shit. Yeah. I'ma just pinch the motherfucking ankles, all right?
Yeah, you doing your thing too.
Yeah, man.
Divine Studio Podcast. I'm AWOL Beats, back there with it, Weezy. We out, man.